This is the life that I was born into. Ooh, this is the truth. So what you gonna do? Ooh, true.
Welcome to Mixtape. This is where talent and story collide to speak on a variety of topics surrounding sex. Nothing is left unturned as God's grand design as a sex maker is revealed. I'm Jason Sochnick, Executive Director for Project 619. On this tape, I'm joined by Julia Feaser, a blogger, writer, and speaker from Stevensville, Montana. What is love? I've heard it described as a feeling that is similar to how one might feel right before throwing up. Now, obviously, this is not love, but love is this powerful force in our culture, and what we do with it when it comes knocking is important. Here's Julia Feaser.
Sometimes it's difficult to define the difference between love and infatuation, especially at the beginning of a relationship or the start of a crush. Infatuation, in my opinion, is being overwhelmed by the idea of someone. It's an emotional high where you become more obsessed with how you feel about a person than who that person actually is or how they actually treat you. I think infatuation is based on an enjoyment of the butterflies you get when you're around this person, or how it feels to think and wonder about them all day, or the feeling you get when they ask you on a date or kiss you or leave you a note. And being excited by these things isn't a bad thing, but I believe this is all infatuation will ever be. I think infatuation is characterized by an obsessive enjoyment of the idea of being in a relationship or experiencing romance. Infatuation is a misunderstanding of love. Love, on the other hand, is a deliberate understanding of who another person is, warts and all, and deciding that they are someone you love even still. Love requires a deeper knowledge of the person of your affection. I think it's possible that the experience of love can actually begin as infatuation, but to experience real love in relationship and not infatuation, you must be able to commit time and understanding in the relationship. I believe real love can only come with time. Time you've spent getting to know someone and the dynamics of your relationship and experience as a couple. As I was trying to answer this question, I asked my husband what his thoughts were. He said that love is different from infatuation because love requires you to be selfless. While infatuation can take on a selfish quality because ultimately you are investing energy into this relationship or crush because you like the way it makes you feel. He said that the difference with love is that love means wanting the other person's best, putting their interests above your own, and being for this person. And sometimes love doesn't feel good or romantic or exciting, but you choose the person despite that, despite this love not making you feel great every second. That's the selfless part. The choosing to be present through the not romantic or glamorous parts of knowing someone, liking someone, and being in a relationship with someone. That, to me, would be the main difference between love and infatuation.
Years ago, I read about the difference between Hollywood's way versus God's way of looking at relationship. It never really struck me how different these two worlds were until I had it sitting right before me. See, when it comes to the ways described in movies and on TV, the focus is on you. It's all about you. So everything that happens needs to influence, impact, and be directed in a positive way towards the center of your universe. You! It also talks about falling in love, as if it were something that just happened to you. Because falling is exactly that. Unless you're a trained skydiver, you typically don't fall on your own. But what does this really mean? And what is it that we are ultimately looking for when we fall in love? To be cherished, known, and loved? God's way looks entirely different. Instead of focusing on the self, you move with an integrity that causes you to operate outside of the self. Thus, you walk in love. Think about it. God can't command an emotion, but he can command an action. And that is exactly what you do when you choose to walk in love. But it needs mentioning here that often we as Christians are responding to the culture's definition of sex and relationship and just simply saying no. Rather, than giving the definition and saying yes. Think about it. The culture says do whatever with whomever, however you want. And as Christians, we simply respond by saying no. But scripture gives us tools and a definition of sex and relationship that is totally different than the one Hollywood is giving. Sex is relational in scripture. It's mind, body, soul, and spirit. In fact, the first time sex is mentioned in scripture, it's in its most complete form. And it says that Adam knew Eve. This Hebrew word was yada. See, we are created for sex, but wired for intimacy. We crave relationship, and the source of that relationship is first and foremost found in the relationship of the one who created you. Mixtape is brought to you by Project 619. Do you have a story you want to share? Check us out on the interweb and help illuminate true life and true relationship by getting involved. Go to www.project619.org/illuminate. That's www.project619.org/illuminate. Thanks for listening. Coming up on the next tape.
We all know that social media can be a bad thing. Your parents have probably told you this once or twice. Instead of it bringing people together like it was originally intended for, it can cause isolation, comparison, and lots of insecurity. But I would argue that it's not a lost cause, that there is such a thing as a good use of social media.